This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, same great place, just a new name. Used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center. Now it's Optum Orthopedics right there at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia. Well, it's another Saturday. I'm live in studio, live in the Savannah Mall in our brand-new ESPN Radio studio. You got to stop by. You got to walk by. You got to check it out. I'm the big mannequin in the window. Well, I'm moving now, so, I'm not that stiff, so even though some of my jokes might be, but it's great to be here every Saturday morning. It's great to talk about local sports, national sports, and we got a lot of it going on here in Savannah, Georgia. Once again, we got a great lineup for you. We play 2 hours here. We play two games, 2 hours, 9 until 10, and then 10 until 11. In the first hour, we're in quarter number one, which I'm talking to you right now. We're going to update scores and everything else that goes on, local sports, national sports. Then we'll get into quarter number two. I'm telling you right now, Savannah Christian Preparatory School has been on a roll. We've had Brian Harmon, alumni of Savannah Christian, went on to play at UGA, and Brian Harmon played two rounds at the Masters this week. He missed the cut, got on a roll yesterday, birdie four out of last six holes, so maybe that little bit momentum will take him into the Heritage next week across the bridge over there at Hilton Head into Heritage and the RBC Heritage. So I'm excited about it, but great kid to follow. Knew him in high school, got to talk to him a lot when he was, a high school player. But then we got a late update last night. Former Savannah Christian Preparatory School baseball player under the tutelage of Coach Carl Carter. How you doing, babe? What's up, babe? You know what I mean, babe? And that's his famous line. But once again, Chris Rierich called up to the big leagues. It's taken him 5 years, but the kid has persevered. Chris Rierich graduated from Savannah Christian in 2006. Okay, then went on to Berry College for 3 years. Then went to North Georgia, played in the Peach Belt Conference, was the Peach Belt Pitcher of the Year in 2010. Got drafted 41st round by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He was traded 3 years ago to the San Diego Padres, and he's in the show. He was called up yesterday, Friday, to play for the San Diego Padres. Chris Rierich, watched them play. Once again, I got a lot of ties with these kids because my kids are older now. It's great. It's unbelievable that we can watch these kids making it to the big leagues. Ben Patrick playing for the Arizona Cardinals. We can go on DeMarcus Dobbs with the Seattle Seahawks now. Brian Harmon. We can go on and on and on. But, once again, we're going to talk to in the second quarter. I went a little off on a tangent there. With the Savannah Christian principal, former soccer coach, former football coach, Ashley Barnwell, about Brian Harmon and Chris Rierich making it big time. Then in the third quarter, we'll talk to the Savannah Sanets communications director, Jeff Berger. Remember, the Nats have started playing. They'll be back Thursday for Thirsty Thursday, the first one of the year, and it's opening day. And what do you want? I got to congratulate Tim Brown, the athletic director, football coach over at Groves High School, for winning my contest the other night, picking the national championship game, and he was really close. He had Duke 66, Kentucky 60. He got a four-pack to opening day to the Savannah Sanets, and then we'll close it out the first hour. Second hour, we'll open it up and talk about local sports again. And then we'll go to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, roughly about 10:15. This kid has scored over 100 goals in his high school soccer career. It's unheard of, and he's closing in on 100 assists. So he's not a ball hog, and that's a senior. Second-time winner of the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Islands High School senior soccer player Tyler Lee. And, of course, I'm looking forward to this. We'll have the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks from the Savannah Morning News, golf junkie, sports fanatic, and he's going to talk about the Masters with us. And we got a lot going on in the Masters. Brian Harmon missing the cut, but, Jordan Spieth up 14 under, up by like 8 strokes, unbelievable. unbelievable. So we'll talk about that, too. All right, let's go to the scoreboard. The Hawks, first place. They won their 60th game last night by beating the Charlotte Hornets 104-80. I know there's a lot of turmoil. Two of their players getting arrested in New York. One breaking his leg, not playing, not going to be ready for the playoffs. But you know what? The Hawks are on a roll. This guy, Mike Muscala, steps in. I mean, he's making a case for himself to play more during the postseason. He led the Hawks with 17 points, and the Hawks beat the Charlotte Hornets 104-80. They hoisted the Eastern Conference banner up last night in Phillips Arena. Go Hawks, okay? Atlanta Hawks, NBA. The Atlanta Braves, do you believe this? With all the negativity we've heard about the Atlanta Braves, they're starting off with their best start since 1994. They're 4-0. They beat the Mets last night, the New York Mets 3-1. I mean, Phil Gosselin had a tie-breaking two-run single in the eighth. Cameron Maybin homered, and the Atlanta Braves won their home opener with a 5-3 victory over the New York Mets. And it's the 50th year. There was a celebration. We had Hank Aaron there. We had Eddie Matthews. I mean, I don't know if Eddie Matthews was there. I don't know if he passed now, but Hank Aaron was there. We had the Braves great. So, 50 years, the Atlanta Braves. So you got to be excited about that. Today, the Braves take on the Mets again at 7:10 up there at Turner Field. Dylan Gee goes for the Mets, and Julio Teheran goes for the Bravos. And on Sunday, they will face the Mets at 1:35. Bartolo Colon for the Mets taking on the UGA man, the former Bulldog, Alex Wood. Sandnats off to a tough start. They're on the road. We're going to talk to Jeff Berger, the communications director, but they're 0-2 in West Virginia. Once again, the Power last night beat them 3-1 on home runs. So the Nats will face the West Virginia Power again for game three of their four-game set at 2:05. Okay, so you can catch that on the internet at the SavannahSandNats.com. College, Armstrong started yesterday in a tough game last night for the Pirates in baseball. They lost 6-0 to Flagger. They'll play two today at 1 p.m. Women's tennis and men's tennis both shut out Valdosta State. Women's tennis on a roll, 153 straight home victories. Can you say dynasty? Men are ranked fourth, undefeated in Peach Bell play. Gotta love the Pirates. And softball will be at home today. Excuse me, taking on UNC Pembroke at 1 o'clock. So you got baseball and softball over there at Armstrong University. Savannah State has pushed back their baseball games to tomorrow. They'll take on, they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. The baseball team, the Tigers baseball team, will take on Florida A&M at 4 o'clock in a doubleheader, and they'll play another game on Monday. Golf, you know, they're down in the Greenbrier Collegiate Invitational. Marshall University and Bowling Green are there. And it's at the White Sulphur Springs Golf Course in West Virginia. So they're up there with the Sandnats up there in West Virginia. Softball is at North Carolina A&T. They'll play a doubleheader today. Softball's on the road. Track and field is down in Jacksonville at the Men's and Women's Track and Field Invitational at the University of North Florida Twilight Track Meet. Okay. And SCAD, you want to get a little women's lacrosse, number one in the nation in NAIA. The women's lacrosse team are taking on St. Andrews today at 2 o'clock. Then they'll come back tomorrow and they'll take on Ave Maria at 11 o'clock. And that'll be the end of the regular season. And the women's lacrosse team will start the NAIA lacrosse playoffs. The men are at Palm Beach Atlantic, 7 o'clock tonight. Women's tennis and men's tennis took on College of Coastal Georgia. The women's team is ranked fourth in the nation. They won 7-2. The men's team lost 7-2. It was a packed house over there at Bacon Park yesterday with Armstrong taking on Valdosta and SCAD taking on College of Coastal Georgia. They're down there in that Brunswick, that Golden Isle, so pretty exciting. High school scoreboard, Jenkins holds on to beat Southeast Bullock in baseball, 6-4. Benedictine takes care of Long County, 11-1. Got to throw this out. Chipper Wiley pitches a two-hitter for the Cadets. Savannah Christian all over Wheeler County, 15-0. Mark Frazier throws a no-hitter, okay, for the Red Raiders. Then we go to Coastal Homeschool. St. Andrews against Coastal Homeschool. Coastal Homeschool wins 8-7. Let's go to girls soccer. Country Day, 10. Claxton, nothing. Girls soccer. Anna Bullock scores 4 goals. Bree Carney adds 3. Bree Carney will be heading to Wake Forest. And we'll get a chance to talk to Bree Carney next week. They got a game today at 9 o'clock, so I couldn't get her on this week, so we'll get her on next week. Calvary goes on the road. Lady Soccer beats Atkinson County 3-0. In region play, the Lady Cavaliers are 6-0. Islands beats Toombs County 9-1. My girl, Alyssa Ross, puts in 4 goals. Maria Canellis and Ellery Duck, my favorite duck, she looks like a swando, scores 2 in the Islands win over Toombs County. They get the fourth seed, so region playoffs start in Region 3A next week. They'll be playing home. Boys soccer, Country Day all over Claxton, 5-0. Country Day, one of the top-ranked teams in the private school soccer. Calvary lose a tough one. They go out to Atkinson County with the girls. They lose in penalty kicks, 5-4. Okay, tough one for the Cavaliers in boys soccer. Islands all over Toombs County. Well, I wouldn't say all over Toombs County, but they beat Toombs County in a battle for second place. Islands wins 5-3 over Toombs County. Tyler Lee, who's going to be on the show in the second hour, scores 4 more goals. I think that's like 20-something goals for this year, 108 on his career. I mean, unbelievable. So Chaz Bowie gets the other goal for the Sharks, and Drew Crawford has 2 assists. PGA, Jordan Spieth takes a big lead going into the 2 big days today, Saturday and Sunday. I mean, unbelievable. The kid is 14 under. Okay, could this be golf's next big star? Rory McIlroy had a tough time. Tiger Woods made the cut for all you Tiger Woods naysayers. I mean, the man's coming back. Give him the man a chance. I know, we know it's past and it's not good and it's something that we wouldn't, you know. But hey, he's back. Brian Harman followed his 76 on Thursday with an even par 72, but 4 over, missed the cut by 2. You had to be 2 over. He's getting ready for now. Well, he did birdie, like I said, 4 out of the last 6 holes, and he'll be getting ready for next week's RBC Heritage right there on Hilton Head Island. Don't forget, running event today. Oh, sorry, next week, the Susan G. Komen Savannah Race for the Cure. Go online. Go to Fleet Feet Sports Savannah. Register. Okay, it's a great cause. Professional football tonight. The Savannah Steam take on the Atlanta Sharks at Duval Henderson Park in Richmond Hill. It's fan appreciation night. First 50 fans getting free. 10 and under getting free all night. 2 lucky fans will get a chance to kick a 30-yard field goal to win 50 free pieces. And they'll have free skin so soft to deal with the Nats. Once again, Savannah Steam Indoor Arena Football tonight playing at Duval Henderson Park, 7 o'clock kickoff. Professional basketball today. The Savannah Storm take on the Queen City Express. It's the home opener for the Savannah Storm. It's at Windsor Forest. Tip off 3 o'clock. Door opens up at 2:30. $6 to get in. Children under 10 free. Well, this cannot happen without my sponsor, Optum Orthopedics. They have 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, and physical therapy all in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led, patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia, or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at optimhealth.com. Next up, we're going to talk a little Savannah Christian Red Raider alumni that are making it big in our local sports arena. With the new principal, he's been principal for a couple of years now, but he took over for the legendary Doyle Kelly, and that's Ashley Barnwell. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. You can now hear us on the line at ESPNCoastal.com. You can get your phone, download apps. We can download the ESPN Radio app and go to Savannah Hilton Head. And then go to TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N. TuneIn Radio and go to WSEG. Sports Talk Savannah.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
To the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi, and we're here live every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, in the beautiful Savannah Studio Mall. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi, and I got to thank my guest. Ashley Barnwell for taking some time this morning. I got to shut my phone off here, people, so hold on. That's what just made that whistle, and it just threw my train of thought off. But anyway, Savannah Christian, principal, we got a lot going on with Savannah Christian Sports. If you've been following the Masters, Brian Harmon, 2005, class of 2005 from Savannah Christian, went on to play UGA and has been on a professional tour since 2012. And last night, breaking news, class of 2006, under the tutelage of my favorite baseball coach, Carl Carter. Come on, babe. You can do it, babe. Anything you want to do, babe, we can do it. I mean, just exciting. And that's Chris Rierich being called up to play in the show, in the Major League Baseball show with the San Diego Padres. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Boost Mobile Hotline. And remember, Boost Mobile, you could be heard. Is the new principal. He's not new. He's been there for a while. I keep on calling him the new principal because I'm so used to Doyle Kelly. And that's a good friend of mine, Ashley Barnwell. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, it's always a pleasure talking to you because I know when we talk sports, we talk what's going on with the kids and everything else. And I'm proud to say that, you know, the Savannah Christian Red Raider alumni are making Savannah proud by what they're doing on the sports scene here in the United States.
Yes, we're very excited both for Brian and Chris. As you sort of outlined, both have had a pretty exciting last several years, but definitely in the most within the last month or so, both have hit some great pinnacles for their, really for both sort of the beginning of, we hope, with their sports careers and what goes and what follows down the line. But yes, Brian, you know, playing his first Masters. I think there are like 20 rookies this year that were playing in it, about the same now, a little bit more last year. That's always, you know, got to be intimidating. You or me will be lucky just to get in and get a ticket to watch, but, you know, to actually go there and play is just an outstanding, and whereas I know he did miss the cut, he had a great second nine yesterday.
Well, you know, he got on a roll. He birdied the last four out of six, and I'm telling you, Ashley, I'm talking to Ashley Barnwell, the principal of Savannah Christian Preparatory School, a good friend of mine, does a great job over there with the kids, was, you know, had a lot of fun coaching soccer and football, had to give it up when he changed hats, but I mean, I sat there on Thursday, and I know you're going to laugh, and watch the shot tracker for the first nine holes that Brian played because you couldn't watch it on TV yet. And it just absorbs me. It gets my attention when these kids from Savannah are making big names for themselves. And, I mean, Brian is a very, very intense guy. And, I mean, you work closely with Doyle Kelly for a lot of years. Doyle Kelly, legendary coach at Savannah Christian, won a lot of championships in golf and football. I mean, tell us what you think about Brian Harmon, what Coach Kelly thought about him.
Well, and that would be it. You know, Coach Kelly was here for a long time as the golf coach. He did that almost right up until he retired. He, of course, when he became principal, he had to give up the other sports. But in the period between 98 and 2008, about a 10-11 year span, we picked up about eight golf championships at three different levels, and Brian was there for the period for three of those, two in AAA, one in double during his senior year. We were getting bounced around among the classes, but Brian was just a, you know, good solid student, you know, gentleman, and I know Mr. Kelly thought highly of him, of his ability, and it was just, you know, I think a great time, you know, to come through Savannah Christian, you know, during that span. We, you know, Brian is definitely standing. We've had some other excellent golfers too, like Chris Epperson, who's done real well himself. Not quite at this level where Brian is yet, but he's definitely, you know, moving well too.
Once again, that's Ashley Barnwell, the principal at Savannah Christian Preparatory School. I'm Carl DeMasi. This is Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're talking about Brian Harmon and Chris Rierich, graduates of Savannah Christian. Brian in 2005, Chris in 2006. And, you know, but, you know, talking to Coach Kelly, because I know you wanted me to get him on, and yeah, he's got prior engagements. He just said he's never coached an athlete. He's never coached an athlete like Brian, because Brian couldn't take losing more than he could. And you know how intense Doyle was.
Oh, exactly. He's not something like, exactly, and that wasn't in either case. It's not them saying that winning's everything. It's just that they want to, you know, always perform at the highest level capable, and they, you know, they sort of see a reflection on themselves. They, you know, they want to be successful because they want to do, like you do with all aspects of your life. You want to be as successful as possible for your family and everything else. They bring that to what they do in their jobs, and in this case, which is a job for Brian, you know, in his golf.
Well, you know, a great story Coach Kelly told me. You know, freshman year, Brian was a freshman. They won the state golf tournament. They came back and lost in their sophomore year. And on the bus, Brian comes up to Coach Kelly. And, you know, Coach Kelly is, you know, not happy. They just lost the state championship by, I think, 2 strokes. Brian says to Coach, "Coach, you could bet right now we won't lose until I we won't lose anything, and you know, until I graduate." And sure enough, his junior year, his senior year, he they just won everything. I mean, so very intense competitor. And you know, I know it, and you know it. I don't think he's happy with what's going on right now with his golf. You know, with the golf situation. I think he's missed the last 4 or 5 cuts. But he's so intense and he's so hard on himself. Where I don't know about you, Ashley, but I think that might be getting him a little trouble.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, when you coached, you could be said a little bit that way. I know when I did it. I mean, yeah, it's always definitely be happier at the end of a match, a game, or whatever when you come out on top. But you know, you pick yourself back up and go ahead. And you know, he had his first big PGA win last year at the John Deere and had 6, I think, top 10 finishes. You know, career. So, you know, he knows he's got all the pieces there. And like you said, he may not be happy where he is, but you know, he's moving in the right direction.
Well, I know it, and I know it, and you know it. When you're a competitor, when you're a coach, when you're an athlete, you just hate losing. But we know he'll bounce back. He's doing a good job. He's making Savannah proud. We're following Savannah left and right. And I got this last statement to make about Brian, because I want to talk about Chris really quick. For him to lead off the Masters and a Savannian to start off this year's Masters tournament, something special, don't you think?
I think so. And like I said, you know, the second half of the round yesterday just was, I mean, to get 33 on the back nine of the Masters is, you know, pretty impressive. That was just a great aspect, and I think he's got to build on that going forward. I mean, that showed he's able to play it. I mean, he showed he can play at this level, but doing that, it was all very special.
Well, let's turn our hat now and go to the other guy who just made it to the Major League Baseball show, and that's one of the toughest things to do, as it is to get on a PGA Tour, and that's former Savannah Christian standout pitcher Chris Rierich. He graduated in 06. He was the player of the year at Savannah Christian. He was player of the year in his senior year at the Peach Belt Conference at North Georgia in 2010, got drafted in the 41st round in 2010, and he spent 5 years in the minors. But I'm telling you right now, making it to the big leagues is something special. We got Josh Reddick out of South Effingham. Now we got Chris Rierich out of Savannah Christian.
Definitely. And Chris was another good, you know, solid student, you know, great individual. Where, like you said, Carl Carter, who, of course, coached him in baseball, he actually played football, and I got to coach Chris in the secondary. And he was one which, you know, I sort of observed him more, I guess, that way as well, as just more of a, you know, fan watching baseball. But obviously baseball is his main thing, but what I remember from football is he's been very smart, understood the aspects of the game, completely understood, you know, the big picture, you know, seeing things from the secondary when you're, you know, you're sort of the last line of defense. And I think he's that intellect, you know, he's taken that, and he had it with him in baseball. I think he's taken that and understand all the aspects of the game.
Well, it's pretty exciting. I mean, he's worked his tail off to get there. And
yeah.
Minor league baseball is one of the toughest things to deal with, and especially when you're playing 5 years of minor league baseball and finally getting your chance at 27 to get in a big show, it's something special. But once again, he was an intense kid on the field, just like Brian was.
Oh, definitely. And like I said, I saw him more in football, but in baseball too, the same thing. You've got to have that drive to push yourself to the next level. I think he had it. You know, I was scanning some of his stats as, you know, getting ready for the interview. You know, he is, I think last year I was looking at El Paso, he had 38 strikeouts, only gave up 31 hits. It's always nice when strikeouts are ahead of those. You know, it's probably for a 2.72 ERA. He has worked very hard. And the thing I noticed against left-handed batters, he's held them to .136. So that is probably something they're looking at.
Well, it's an exciting time, and I'm glad to say that I got to watch these kids grow up, and I watched them play closely, and, you know, you got to deal with them on the field of play and in the classroom. Something special, great feather in the cap for Savannah Christian Athletics. Once again, Ashley, always a pleasure talking to you. And
yep.
Once again, anything special over there, let's tell the community about it.
You know, we're just, of course, as with all the schools, the school year is winding itself down. I know toward the end of the month we have our Super Saturday, which is, you know, a game and activity period for, you know, kids of all ages to come out and, you know, some different activities that people might say is sort of like, you know, spring fair or whatever. We call it Super Saturday. On the sports side, of course, all the things are playing very well. Coach Carter's baseball team is continuing to move forward. Our two soccer teams are doing exceptionally well. I know you think you had Aaron Osborne on a week or so ago.
Yes, I did.
And so the boys' soccer program has done well. They beat Camden this week. And,
wow.
Well, I think they moved into a position to probably win the area on the boys' side. The girls are doing very well, too. So they've got a few games left, and then they'll be heading toward the playoffs. Track, golf, all those, tennis, you know, they're beginning to get close to the, I think pretty much next week you have a lot of, you know, region meet or area meets and region meets and, you know, both for, and matches for track and tennis. So all that is sort of getting close toward the end of the year. And then before you know it, we'll be here to graduation.
it all comes down to the end and everything's thrown together. Athletics, academics, wrapping everything up, graduation. Ashley, always a pleasure. And once again, I know you love saying it and I've always loved saying it, you know, because I had a kid that had a little tie there that says, go Red Raiders.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care. Bye now.
Bye now. Ashley Barnwell, the principal at Savannah Christian Preparatory School. Great job. He was a great soccer coach, football coach. Had to turn those keys in when he became the principal, but he does a great job over there. Once again, Brian Harmon making us proud at the Masters this year. And once again, Chris Rierich getting called up. And he's in the show playing for the San Diego Padres. Brian Harmon graduated in 2005. Chris Rierich, 2006. Well, next up, we're going to talk a little Sanat baseball. Savannah Sanats are back in town. Well, they're not in town yet. They'll be here Thursday for the first Thursday night over there at historic Grayson Stadium. We'll be talking with Jeff Berger, the communications director for the Savannah Sanats. You're listening to the Call DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 MLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me, whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, the whole show, I hope. But anyway, I know reality, a lot of people don't listen to the whole show, but whatever you listen to, I hope you enjoy it. And we're talking about local sports, and it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And I got to thank a new sponsor of the show, Spans Sports Bar and Nightclub. And if you know anything about Spans Sports Bar and Nightclub, Coach Anthony Dooley Bryant is the owner. His Savannah Storm take on the Queen City Express today at 3 o'clock at Windsor Forest High School. Doors open at 2:30. Get over there, check it out. But once again, thank you to Anthony, Coach Dooley, and the Spans Sports Bar for supporting local sports. And remember, they're located at 359 MLK Boulevard. It's a sports bar and nightclub. They feed you all day and they stay open all night for you to celebrate. Spans Sports Bar and Club. Well, you know, it's exciting time here in Savannah, Georgia. It's baseball season at historic Grayson Stadium, and the Nats are back. I don't mean the ones that are always biting us when it's beautiful outside. I'm talking about the only minor league or professional baseball club in Savannah, the Savannah Sand Nats. And once again, I'd like to bring on someone who knows a little more about this team and who is out there. He's going to be our communications manager, and he does a great job with it. And he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, get it and be heard, is the Savannah Sand Nats communications manager, Jeff Berger. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm talking Savannah Sandap baseball with a man that knows a lot about what's going to happen at Historic Grayson Stadium than I, and that's, of course, Jeff Berger. So, Jeff, tell us. I know it's your job now. How'd you wind up in Savannah, Georgia, and how much experience do you have in this minor league baseball stuff?
Hey, yeah, I came down this November, this offseason. I came down from Charlotte, North Carolina, AAA baseball team up there with the White Sox, and heard about this opportunity, had to come down, had to take a look at Historic Grayson Stadium for myself.
Well, it's a beautiful place. It's been around a long time, and the Savannians love it, and I enjoy it. And there's a lot of good things going on over there at Historic Grayson Stadium during the baseball season. And once again, the Sandnats are on the road. They're playing the West Virginia Power. They've lost two close games. It's not like they've been getting blown out or anything. But once again, new crew over there, new players in. So tell us about the new crew that came in this year.
Yeah, well, it all starts with our new manager, Jose Lair. He came up from Kingsport, has a really good reputation. We're really excited to have him here. He's excited to be here. And our pitching staff is what you got to talk about first. I mean, we have Casey Meisner, who's one of the top prospects in this organization, according to MLB.com. I mean, you got to look out for this guy. He's 6'7", straight out of high school, 19 years old. I mean, it's exciting stuff here in Savannah.
And he's throwing tonight, isn't he, against the Power?
He's throwing today, yeah. He's throwing today at 2:05. Last night it was Brad Witt, who's right now in the rotation to start opening day here in Savannah on Thursday night. So we're excited to see him pitch live.
Now, most of these guys, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and I'm talking to Jeff Berger, the communications manager for the Savannah Sandnats. We just found out he's straight from Charlotte, came down here in November, loved the place, and he's in charge of letting everybody know what's going on with the Savannah Sandnats. It's got to be a great job, something that, you know, like anything else in Major League Baseball, you got to take your steps before you get to the big show. But the Sandnats are up playing West Virginia. Then they'll go over to Rome, Georgia, to take on the Rome Braves. And then they come back next Thursday for our first Thirsty Thursday at Grayson Stadium. And, you know, Jeff, a lot of people look forward to the events that go on there. Give us some of the events that are going to go on this year besides the classic Thirsty Thursday night at Grayson Stadium.
Yeah, well, I mean, Thursdays are back. $1 Mondays are back. We're excited about those. But really, the special event that's going on is Fan Fest. It's going on today at Grayson Stadium. We're excited. It's going to start at 11. The first 1,000 fans that show up to that get a free hot dog and chip. And you can come, buy tickets, purchase tickets, or pick up tickets. It's going to be really exciting. Our store's going to be open. We're going to have our inflatable set up. It's definitely going to be one of the great events that we offer here at Historic Grayson Stadium.
So we got Fan Fest starting today at 11 o'clock at Grayson Stadium. It's kid-friendly. Get your family out there. Now, you know, I'm talking to Jeff Berger. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Jeff Berger, the Savannah Sandnats Communications Manager. And it's fan-friendly there. It's family-friendly there. Tell the people who want to bring their family in there what you got for the families. And, you know, like today, first 1,000 people getting a hot dog and chips. What else we got going on for the families?
Yeah, well, kids are free on Sundays. Which is a great time. We got fireworks on Saturday nights. Kids run the bases on Sunday and Fridays after games. So it's definitely a family atmosphere. We definitely want you to bring the kids and have a really nice night, and that's what we're trying to offer here. We're really excited about it. I mean, we got Boy Scout nights, Girl Scout nights planned. I mean, you can check it out on sandnats.com for more information. But it's going to be another good season for family-friendly entertainment.
Well, Jeff, it's always a lot of fun following Major League or Minor League Baseball, and the Sandnats are something special here in Savannah, Georgia. Once again, anytime you got something special, please let me know, and I'm looking forward to, and I know I'm going to butcher his name. Help me out. The manager's name, so I pronounce it right?
Jose Lahair.
I think I called him something else last week, which at Media Day, which I was embarrassed. I apologize. Jose Lahair. And you know what? Let's tell the fans something about Jose Lahair, and I'm letting the cat out of the box. He also has spent a lot of time here in Georgia, hasn't he?
Yeah, he went to college here in Georgia. Georgia
State up there in Milledgeville, and he also played at Middle Georgia College.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. He knows Georgia well. He's from the Dominican Republic, but he knows Georgia well, and he's got VD back in the state.
Well, I know we lost Jose Rios to the next step, the next level, and that's what these guys are doing. They're working to get the next step, and we won a championship here in 2013. Hopefully this year the Sandnats can do the same thing, the Sally League, the South Atlantic League. And once again, Jeff, anytime you got something, let me know. And as always, go Nats.
Yeah, go Nats. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. And remember, today is the first big promotional day at Grayson Stadium. We got Fan Fest going on. Starts at 11 o'clock. It's kid-friendly. Got a lot of things for the kids to do. Get out there. Be part of something special here in Savannah, the Savannah Sandnats. It's always a lot of fun when you get out to historic Grayson Stadium. Well, you know, the first hour always flies by like the whole show does. And coming up next, we're going to have a open segment. You know, we'll talk a little about what's going on here in college and what's going as far as high school sports here in Savannah, Georgia, the rankings and the top teams to watch out for. We're going to be starting, like, if you listen, Coach Barnwell or Ashley Barnwell, the principal of Savannah Christian, was telling us a lot of region events, playoffs going on next week, track, tennis, golf, soccer. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optimal Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And once again, this it always flies by. We got about 7 minutes to go in this last segment, but if you're looking for something to do, there's a lot to do here in Savannah, Georgia. But I got to give a big shout out. Don't forget, we have the coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic, May 15th and May 16th, put on by Tim Adams, the athletic director, head football coach at Jenkins. We need your support. Go to coachesforcuringcancer.com and register. There'll be a football clinic. And then Saturday night, he's got a big banquet set up with a guy who lost a special child. Adrian Peterson's son lost the battle to brain tumor. And once again, he's going to be the guest speaker Saturday night. So go to it and help us out. We got the Susan G. Komen Savannah Race for Cure next week. Go to FleetFeetSportsSavannah.com. Register. Tonight we got professional football. The Savannah Steam Fan Appreciation Night. They'll be playing at Duval Henderson Park in Richmond Hill. First 50 fans getting free. $10, 10 and under getting free for the whole night. Two lucky fans get a chance to kick a 30-yard field goal to win 50 free pizzas. And remember, they're going to hand you some free Skin So Soft to deal with the Nats. It's $5 to get in. We got professional basketball starting this afternoon. The Savannah Pro Basketball Team, no other than led by a good friend of mine, Anthony Dooley, and once again, they're going to play their home opener tonight at 3 o'clock at Windsor Forest High School. Tip-off's at 3 o'clock. Doors open at 2:30. And once again, $6 for adults, and children under 10 are free. And last week, just to give you some highlights quickly here, last week's game, the Carolina All-Stars led all the game until 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter when the Storm caught fire and made a fourth-quarter run, and it came down to Benjamin Chisholm hitting a three-pointer with 6 seconds left in the game to send it to overtime, and then the Storm won in overtime 19-8. Keenan Reddy, former Grove standout, scored 8 points in overtime to take to help the win or secure the win for the Storm, 89-78. And remember, it all starts today for home opener, 2:30, doors open, Windsor Forest. Get over there and give a shout out to the Savannah Storm. Big baseball game today. Calvary taking on Jenkins, 1 o'clock at Jenkins. Savannah Sandnats Fan Fest. Just a lot of other things going on here in Savannah, Georgia. I got to start keeping track of this stuff and writing it down and posting it somewhere, because I'm having a hard time remembering my age. I forget a lot of things. Okay, but anyway, just to talk about something really quick. Last week we talked about the NCAA Final Four with the man, the host of High School First Look, P.J. Zucco. He predicted Wisconsin would beat Kentucky. We didn't talk about the championship game, but I'm telling you right, P.J., you hit it right on the head. Wisconsin beat Kentucky, and Kentucky was devastated.
Yeah, and thank goodness, seeing how my bracket went, thank goodness they went ahead and beat Kentucky. But you know what? I just thought this team in Wisconsin – had the firepower, and if they came together at the right time, which they did in really that second half of the season, they were good all year. I mean, they were a great team all year, but they were playing their best basketball when you need to be playing their best basketball. That's why I picked them before the tournament even started to go into the championship game. I actually picked them to win the championship game. Sadly, that didn't happen. But I just felt like all year that Kentucky would go undefeated most of the year. I felt like playing a terrific team back to back to back like you do in the NCAA tournament would catch up with them at some point. Let's face it, there's some good teams in the SEC, but not as good as teams as you would like to face throughout the season consistently to get you prepared for the NCAA tournament. And when you play a team like Wisconsin, you better be prepared. And there were some questionable calls by the refs, yes, in that Wisconsin versus Kentucky game, in the national championship game. But guess what? You have to play through that. You have to get on the other end of that. And Kentucky was not able to. Wisconsin prevailed and was able to beat Kentucky. So I'm happy my pick went right there. Sadly, they fell in the national championship game to Duke. But, I mean, as a college basketball fan, what more can you ask for when you have Wisconsin versus Kentucky and then you have Duke versus Wisconsin, a huge national championship game that was played terrific.
Oh, it was great.
I was on the edge of my seat the whole game, and that was a really exciting couple games to watch.
Well, you know, the whole tournament was exciting. Upsets galore, people doing – but you know what? PJ, being a basketball coach for over 30 years, you can't say the referees lost the game for you because both teams were dealing with that. And what really hurt me the most was Bo Ryan. I had a lot of respect for Bo Ryan. He was being put up there with Calipari and Krzyzewski. And, you know, he's put up there with the best coaches in the nation. And after the game, he says, well, you know, we don't like to get, you know, one-and-done players. You know what? You do what you got to do to win. And why do kids go to basketball to play in these big-time programs is to get to the next level to make the money. And that's what it's all about. People don't want to realize that college basketball now, big time college basketball, is about these kids getting to the next level, and who's ever going to help them get to the NBA, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. And to be a great coach in college basketball, you have to be, especially in these times, you have to be able to move around and adapt to the changes. And that's one of the changes we've seen over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, is these guys coming in for a year and then, well, maybe not that long, but these guys coming in for a year and then heading to the NBA. And that's the one thing that is unbelievable. You look at John Calipari, he has to have a whole new starting five for next year and even more to add to his bench. But you know what? He's going to have that because he's such a great recruiter. Same thing with Coach K with his guys leaving. But yeah, those, you know, comments are a little questionable and a little disappointed in those comments. But at the same time, you know, maybe he is a little disappointed in how the game is changing, but you can't be disappointed in it. You have to change with it, and that's how it is when you're a coach.
And for Mike Krzyzewski to say that, a man that has been recognized longer, and of course we know Bo Ryan's run a couple of championships in Division II or Division III, but here's a man that's been doing this for 33 years at the same school, Tom Izzo, Kyle Pratt. You got to change with the times. You got to change with the times.
Adapt, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, PJ, I'm proud of you making that pick. I'm glad that Duke won. I know you're upset that Wisconsin lost, but once again, great pick, great call. Keep it the great work, and we'll get together in the second hour here because I know we're up against the clock.
Sounds good. All we can ask for is a great game, and that's what we got.
We got it. Thanks, PJ.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
PJ Zucco, the host of ESPN's Daily High School First Look, weekly show during football season here in Savannah, Georgia, Thursday nights before the Friday night games. Does a great job. Next up, we got the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Islands High School, Tyler Lee, and then we'll be talking to the columnist, Stephen Weeks, about Stephen Elmo Weeks, what's going on with the Masters. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and it's hour number two, and it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And remember, Optum Orthopedics is doctor-led and patient-focused. Same great place, just a new name. Remember, they were located at 210 Eastern Avenue, known as Southeastern Orthopedics. And now it's Optum Orthopedics. And remember, they get you back into your game. Well, we're into hour number two already. And once again, it always goes quick. First hour was really good. Got to thank Jeff Berger, the communications manager over at the Savannah Sandnats. And, of course, good friend of mine, the principal at Savannah Christian Preparatory School, Ashley Barnwell, talking about two alumni of the Savannah Christian Red Raider family making a big splash. Brian Harmon at the Masters or all over PGA, winning the John Deere Classic last year. He'll be playing at the Heritage, the RBC Heritage this week coming up in Hilton Head. And, of course, Chris Rierich, persevering in minor league baseball. He was called up to the big show, Major League Baseball, with the San Diego Padres. Too bad it's 3,000 miles away. And hopefully he'll get a chance to come on in relief. Chris Rierich, 6'3", lefty, did a great job in the minor leagues, got called up yesterday. All right, and the second hour is always great. We'll be talking to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Islands High School Soccer Senior Player, Tyler Lee, in about 15 minutes. And then we'll be joined by the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks, giving us his input about the Masters and what's going on with local golf. Remember, the Hawks clinched the Eastern Conference Championship. They finished, they haven't finished yet. They still got three more games to go. They're 60-19, most wins in franchise history. They'll take on the Wizards, the Washington Wizards, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. They'll be in Washington, D.C. The Braves won again, beat the Mets. They're 4-0, best start since 1994. West Virginia, the Power, beat the Sandnats. Sandnats are on the road in West Virginia. Then they go to Rome, Georgia on their way back, and then they'll be home for next Thursday night, opening night for the Savannah Sandnats at historic Grayson Stadium, Thirsty Thursday. Remember, there's a fan fest going on right now at Grayson Stadium. It starts at 11 o'clock. Get there. Today, Armstrong takes on Flagger Baseball at 1 o'clock. Women's tennis, men's tennis destroyed Valdosta yesterday afternoon, 9-0, 9-0. And softball will be playing 1 o'clock on the campus of Armstrong State University against Pembroke. Savannah State Baseball will be tomorrow, doublehead at 4 o'clock. Softball's at North Carolina A&T. So once again, SCAD lacrosse. We got two women's games. One starts at 2 o'clock. The women's lacrosse team is number one in NAIA, ranked number one. They take on St. Andrews University at 2 o'clock today, and then tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Ave Maria, right there across the bridge at the equestrian/soccer center for SCAD. Men's lacrosse is at Palm Beach Atlantic tonight at 7 o'clock. Remember, big game. Calvary's taking on Jenkins at Jenkins. Tuesday, Islands and Jenkins go out at Jenkins High School, and Islands High School go out for the number two seed in the Region 3A area, 1-3A area, so it'd be pretty exciting. But we got a lot going on. We got a big playoff, region playoff system this year for Region 1-3A soccer. And joining me now in the new ESPN Radio studio, ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. He was the color guy last year when we proudly brought you the Coaches Classic All-Star Game over at Grayson Stadium, put on by Cam Turner and Dante Casagrande. And, you know, I got my first chance to call a soccer game. I did the play-by-play. He did the color. And in studio right now, the Big House, the soccer coach from Islands High School, the Espanol teacher at Islands High School, Dante Casagrande. What's up, Dante?
Muy buenos días, Carlo.
All right, let's speak English here. I can't get into that Spanish stuff. Okay.
Lo siento.
Make sure your mic's on. Well, new system. You guys decided, well, I know you didn't really want it, but your region decided on doing a region playoff, which is really unheard of in high school soccer, isn't it?
Eight teams is a lot for a playoff, and that was the vote. And so here we go on Tuesday. We have our first round, and that is Tuesday, and then the semifinal would be Friday, and the final would be the following Tuesday.
All right. Now, you know, we got, of course, the Islands High School Boys and Girls Soccer. Savannah Arts Academy's Boys and Girls Soccer. I mean, Toombs County, you had a tough game last night with them 5-3, but you came away, you took second place. What other teams stand out in this region besides you guys and Savannah Arts? I mean, Savannah Arts Academy, girls and boys are both ranked highly in the state, which we know you guys played with the boys team, so I expect you guys to make a deep run in the playoffs again. But what other teams can we expect coming out of this region besides Islands and Savannah Arts Academy?
Well, Jenkins is the other Savannah team. They qualified. They are ranked the fifth seed, which it was great to see. And I think that's it for Savannah. That's it.
Just Islands
for the
Savannah
boys.
Arts and Jenkins.
It's just for the three, and then on the girls' side, I think you have the same three. Yeah, and then the others are the county teams.
The other county teams, which we're talking about, Toombs County, Brantley County, Pierce County, Appling County. They all play soccer out in those country schools.
You know, I'm not going to call it soccer, but they line up against us. It's a version of it. It's not as pretty as what we do, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's an exciting time. And once again, Islands High School, Windsor Forest, Jenkins, Savannah Arts Academy, as far as public schools go, are the top teams in soccer. You guys have made good runs in the playoffs. So give us your version of this year's 2014-15 Island Shark boys soccer team.
Well, we're top heavy. We have a lot of seniors this year. We have 8 boys in the senior class, 5 of which are starting. So there's going to be a lot of transition in the future. But it's a great class for leadership. We have 3 tremendous senior captains doing a good job, keeping a good eye on the team when they're on the field and even off the field sometimes. The team is developing. We're starting to hit our stride, which is what I wanted. We had a slow start to the year in terms of the schedule. Playing 1 game a week is very tough for soccer. We like to play 2 games a week, but we only had 1 game on the schedule. And we're starting to get momentum right now at the right time. And we played a nice emotional game last night. We went down 2 goals early off a couple mistakes of ours, and then we came back to score 5 unanswered. So, you know, we're hitting our stride at the right time.
I know Islands and Savannah Arts Academy, a big rivalry, but also Windsor Forest has always been up there. Windsor Forest, New Hampstead play in Region 3-5A. What do we expect out of those two teams? Do you think they could go deep in playoffs?
They play each other coming up here, I think, and that's going to determine their seeding. So that's a big game for Cam over at Windsor. I know Cam's had a bunch of injuries this year. He lost a senior leader early in the season. So I think they've had a tough time filling his void, which you just really don't do. You learn a new way to play. New Hampstead made a nice run last year. I think they won their first round game, came real close in their second round game. So, I mean, yeah, that region, and they moved into a different classification together, and I'm not familiar with the teams they play against. So I believe they'll both qualify for the state pretty easily, and then we'll see what they do.
Well, I'm talking to Dante Casagrande, the head soccer coach at Islands High School. He's live in studio in a new ESPN radio, Savannah AM 1400, 104.3 FM studio, and a lot going on as far as soccer goes in this area. You know, when I got here in 1995, soccer wasn't really big, and Dante came in 2000, took over the Groves program. But, I mean, Dante, the programs here have now been making statements, just like our basketball programs do in the basketball playoffs. I mean, BC's already clinched their region. St. Vincent's clinched their regions. Savannah Christian boys and girls are highly ranked. They both got 1 loss or undefeated still. It's just that the soccer in this area has really gone, and you're involved in Savannah United, right?
I've been on break since I've had my children, but yeah,
right.
I'm loosely affiliated. So yeah, I know.
But I mean, the program is well known throughout the state of Georgia, and a lot of our kids are involved in that, right?
Absolutely, Savannah United. It's an anomaly because we have such a small talent pool compared to what we compete with. If you're from Atlanta, you've been to the Atlanta tryouts in the spring. You know how they go. They have 4 or 5 huge clubs, and a parent will shop their kid around to all 4 or 5 of those clubs until they find the right fit.
Right.
And you build these all-star teams, but Savannah United continues to compete with them, if not, you know, beat them. And it's really amazing. It speaks to the talent that we do have. It may not be the biggest talent pool, but it has got to be considered one of the best in the state now.
Well, you know, talking about, you know, our soccer reputation down here and how we compete. But, I mean, it's got to help that the kids now are playing year-round. You being a soccer coach and you coach during the high school season, you're not allowed to coach during the off-season because we're still in school and Georgia High School says you can't do it until school ends. It has to be a big help for all these high school programs in this area that these kids are playing this much travel soccer.
Yeah, there was when I got to Islands in 2010. You know, it was tough organizing the team, but that was one of the first things when I finally met the team and we had them, you know, varsity cutout is you're going to be playing year round. You know, at some capacity, we've gotten to the point where I think we do have about a dozen or more of our boys playing high-level soccer in the fall. I mean, the highest you can get in Georgia that is available to them, they're playing that. And even the rest of the team is playing in some sort of local league, rec capacity, or a seven-a-side league on a Sunday. So, we are doing something pretty much every day of the year with soccer, and that you have seen the benefits.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 FM, 104.3 FM, in studio, Token Live with Islands High School soccer coach Dante Casagrande. Last question, but now it's also the fruits of your labor, the coaches' labor, the soccer community. We got kids going big time soccer programs and getting a lot of scholarships. So, in the long run, it's benefiting our student athletes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think you've seen it. You've seen the momentum pick up in the last 3 or 4 years. I think the beginning of it was the junior All-Star game that Cam Turner organizes. What it did was it became a magnet for coaches to come down. And maybe we opened their eyes to there are some very good things down here outside of Atlanta, which before that maybe they didn't know or they didn't believe it. But now that they've seen it, you know, that game's populated with coaches. Whether they're picking up a player at that game or looking at a junior for the future, I mean, there are 17 to 20 coaches sitting in those stands, you know, scouting, which just there was nothing like that, you know, before.
Never anything like that. And I do apologize if you're listening up there in Effingham County or down in Bryan County, Richmond Hill. I mean, two top programs right there. Effingham County soccer growing. Richmond Hill boys and girls are always give you tough competition. So once again, I know you came in with Tyler. Thanks for the spur of the moment coming on here and adding a little spice to the show, because I can't speak Spanish though, so don't start throwing the Spanish words at me.
I won't anymore. I'm sorry.
Hola, okay.
Hola.
And I'll give you no comprende.
No comprendes.
So, once again, thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. And once again, plug the playoffs, the region playoffs this week, which will probably be all held here in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, we're hosting the boys. We host Dodge County on Tuesday, and our girls, Islands girls, are hosting Toombs County.
So Savannah Arts Academy will be hosting over at Optimist. You know who they're playing?
Yeah, I'm going to pull the bracket right now. The Savannah Arts boys are hosting Brantley County, and the Savannah Arts girls are also hosting Brantley County.
And I know whoever wins the first round automatically is in state playoffs, right?
That's right. And then we'll do the final seeding for the top four with a semifinal and a final.
All right. So look for the local times that these games will start. Usually be 5 and 7. Once again, check it out, because we'll have probably an all Savannah final for Region 1-3A come next Tuesday. Once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Dante, thanks for jumping on the mic.
No, thank you. It's always fun.
It's always fun. I know it is. Hopefully we can get that all-star game and have a lot of fun with it.
Can I broadcast again?
I'll make sure you're the color guy.
Can I come in next weekend?
Can you come in next weekend? Anytime you want to come in.
Okay.
Once again, you're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Stay tuned, because next up is the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Tyler Lee from Islands High School. No, this is not the Islands High School show, but Coach Gascone came in with him. The man has scored over 100 goals in his high school career. Yes, I said 100. That's like scoring 1,000 in basketball. So something pretty special. We'll be right back after this. And it's all brought to you by ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 MLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And remember, it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. They're doctor-led and patient-focused. And I forgot to say this after the last segment, but remember, this show cannot happen without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. And the center is located at 210 Easter End Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at Optum, O-P-T-I-M, OptumHealth.com. Well, you know, we're at the segment where we bring in the kids that are doing something special, and the skinny on this kid is unbelievable. You know, and I got to be lucky. I've watched him grow as a freshman, into a sophomore, into a junior, into a senior. I convinced him to play a little football his junior year. Was it junior year?
Junior year.
And, I mean, the kid can play football as well as play soccer. So American football, regular football, the kid can play. But as far as soccer goes, in 4 years at Islands High School, this young man has scored 107 goals, has 78 assists. He's one of the top-ranked players in the state, in the area. I mean, what more can I tell you? He was a member of the Georgia Olympic Developmental Squad. He was Savannah Morning News all-first team all 3 years, and hopefully this year he'll win the big one. But I'm telling you right now, he's unbelievable on the soccer field. Or if you ever came and watched him play, you'll know that he's one of the top players. And now he's got himself a full ride to Newberry College to play soccer at the next level. But once again, joining me in the new ESPN Radio studio right here in the Savannah Mall is senior soccer player from Islands High School, Tyler Lee. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Coach.
All right, got to get that about a fist from you. There we go, so we can hear you. But well, congratulations. I mean, 100 goals in a high school career. I mean, it's unheard of. You know, being a basketball coach, we hear about the people scoring 1,000 points because they play 30, 40 games and they got a chance to do it. But you're averaging, what, about 20-something games a year? I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, did you ever think – now, Tyler is a previous Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, but I'm telling you, I have to bring him on because scoring 100 goals is unbelievable. Did you ever think you would score 100 goals when you started as that little freshman way back when at Islands High School? Your freshman year, you scored 32 goals and had 11 assists because nobody knew about you. Did you ever think you'd get to that 100 goal mark?
I honestly didn't even know if I was going to start or not.
You didn't even know if you were going to start or not?
Yeah.
So get that close, and you got to speak a little louder for me there. Right. Go ahead, test it again.
Test.
There you go. Now I can hear you. Okay, so don't be shy. They can't see us. It's only the people that walk by the mall that can see the big guy in the window with the very good looking soccer player. So, I mean, simply amazing. And to throw on top of it, 78 assists. So it's not all about Tyler Lee scoring goals. I mean, it's also giving the ball to your teammates.
Yes, sir.
You think we got a shot at 22 before the playoffs over? 22 assists.
I work my butt off for it.
You got to work your butt off for it. So, all right, you know, soccer, it's been your whole life. I asked this last time, but tell us when you started soccer. Dad threw you out there on the soccer field. How did you get involved in the sport of soccer?
He basically just threw me out on the soccer field. Around 4 years old.
At 4 years old, and it's been second nature to you, and you do a great job. Now, as far as I like asking the athletes this question, what do you like most about the sport? Is it scoring? Is it giving an assist, giving the ball to your teammate to score? Is it playing defense? What do you like most about the sport?
Honestly, just building a chemistry for your team.
For the team?
Yeah.
Now, you've been at Islands High School for 4 years. Tell us how that chemistry builds every year, because you lose seniors, you get new players. Is it tough keeping chemistry on a team like that, and plus being on one of the better programs here in Savannah, Georgia?
Not at all. We're like a family.
Close together?
Yes.
Well, you know, you guys are doing a great job over there. Now, we hear about, you know, football players in the weight room all year long. Golfers now are in the weight room. What do soccer players do to make themselves better? What's the routine to make Tyler Lee a better soccer player?
What are you doing when nobody's watching?
What are you doing when nobody's watching? Keep moving, everything else. Now, you've played a lot of traveling soccer. Does that help you with your high school soccer career?
It's helped me a bit. I mean, I haven't had the best opportunities in club in the past couple years because just people not committing to the team, so it's helped me out a lot.
But isn't it, you know, you're playing against better competition too, even though you have other people that, you know, have committed and then dropped out, but isn't it making you a better player?
Oh, yeah.
It definitely has. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, and it's senior soccer player from Islands High School, Tyler Lee, who has scored 107 goals in his career. We still got the playoffs to go, the region playoffs to go, and the state playoffs. So he's going to come close to that 120 mark, which is something special. Now, you talk about yourself. Now, did you give yourself a goal this year to get the 100 goals, or what was your goal for Tyler Lee this year as far as the season goes?
My goal is 100.
Well, you got it there. I remember you telling me that last year, and I think last year you were at like 79. So, I mean, it's really remarkable. Now, as far as the team goes, do you guys have a team goal?
State championship.
State championship, no less.
I'm pretty sure it's everybody. But
Now, you started as a freshman 4 years ago, which you weren't sure you were going to start to play a lot. Did you ever think that this program would evolve to that level where you have a shot? I mean, you've been to the Elite Eight. We got to make it to the semifinals and the finals. You ever think that program, when you were a little freshman, that you would ever get that far in the state playoffs?
I never thought that.
Never thought?
We started off in 5A, and we would just get our butts kicked first round.
Yeah, it's pretty tough when you got a 3A school and you play in 5A. And, you know, I'd like to thank the Savannah Chatham County Public School Board of Ed for putting the teams in the right places, because now we've been very successful. Now, any other sports at Islands High School, or is just soccer?
Just soccer.
Soccer. So you gave up the football after 1 year and you went to the soccer. Now, let's talk about your teammates. Throw out some love to your teammates. Who else besides Tyler Lee is having a good season or is making a contribution to the Shark program?
Everybody on the team's throwing in their effort and dedication for the team, and it's just working all around.
You know, and like Casa Grande said, there's 8 seniors now on the team, 5 start. Tell us what that senior group's been like, your friends, the seniors that, you know, have been through the program with you. I mean, been through his regime, as I'd like to call it.
I know everybody wants the same thing, and that's just the ring on the finger.
Finish with that ring on your finger. So, academically, you've been doing great as far as academics and what you feel you've gained by going to Islands High School. Give some plug out to the teachers that have taught you academics, instead of, just Casa Grande playing with that soccer ball.
All my teachers have been great.
They've worked with you?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's always special. Now, 4 years with this guy, like you said, you didn't even know you were going to start when you were a freshman and you heard about Casa Grande. Tell us about what Casa Grande means to the program, means to Ty Lee, as far as you getting to the next level, which, congratulations, you're going to play college soccer.
Thank you. But we couldn't have done anything without him. He's thrown in a ton of effort for us, even dedicated a lot of time away from his kids and everything for us. And I can do nothing but just thank him.
Now, we got to throw out a little love out to Dave Hutchinson, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got to throw some love out to Dave.
Dave puts in a lot of effort for the team and is really appreciative.
I mean, without a great coach has a great assistant coach. So, without him, I don't know where Casa Grande would be, do you?
None.
So, I'm only joking. They both do a great job. They love soccer, and they work great on the sidelines together. Yeah, I've seen a lot of it this year. Three and a half years at Islands High School, your experience there, besides, athletics and academics, give us some kind of feeling that you have for Islands High School.
I love the people there. It's all a great all-around school, but
students, faculty,
yeah,
just a good environment to go through high school. Now, we talked about this last year. I said when you get that college scholarship, you're going to come on here and tell us about that college scholarship. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Tyler Lee, high school senior at Islands High School, soccer player, has 107 goals in his soccer career. Tell us about now getting to that next level, getting a full ride to go to Newberry College and playing next level. What do you expect that's going to be like?
It's going to be nerve-wracking, but I'm going to have to work my butt off for it.
Well, and being a high school coach, it's going to be soccer, academics.
Yeah.
You're going to have to report to a guy that's crazy about soccer, and it's going to be a little more intense than what you're doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you expect a scholarship when you started this whole thing way back when?
Not at all.
So, now, throw the soccer out the window now. What do you plan on doing in the future? What is Tyler Lee going to be? I mean, you could be a professional soccer player, but let's throw that out. What do you want to do after soccer's over and after college is over?
Well, I was going to go to college for pre-med.
Oh, Dr. Lee.
Yeah.
Doctor, that's one step over Casa Grande. You're going to be Dr. Lee. That'd be great.
But I just want to get my degree and make a better life for myself.
And enjoy what's going on. And now, last question I got for you, you know, because behind every great player is great parents. How has your parents helped you reach this milestone, going to college, being a soccer player? Well, give us your family's outlook and how it's helped you.
They've done everything for me.
Yeah, parents mean a lot, don't they?
Everything you can think of.
So, like I said, you know, traveling all over the state to play soccer games and everything else. But, Tyler, great season. And I know you guys are going to, you know, have a lot of success in the playoffs. And like I said last year, I had to get you back on. But unbelievable. I mean, I can't fathom 107 goals in high school soccer. It's just something you don't hear of. And I know Coach Casagrande is trying to find some research on it, how many goals have scored. But good luck and the best of luck. And that's why you are this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for April 11, 2015. Tyler Lee from Islands High School Soccer. And this is from Dr. Bart Weatherington, big supporter of high school sports in the area. So keep up the great work and go Sharks.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, wait 1 second. Got to close this out. Once again, Tyler Lee, Islands High School, 107 goals, 78 assists in his career. We're not done yet. We still got the region playoffs next week. There's three more games and hopefully another five games to the state championship so he can put that ring on his finger with his buddies at Islands High School. Remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick up something and throw it across the room. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, which is now located at two locations, one right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Next up, the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. We'll talk a little Masters, little golf, local golf. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi. And it's all live here in the ESPN studio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Every Saturday morning, remember, Optum Orthopedics is doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, the talk for this whole week has been the Masters up in Augusta, Georgia. And, of course, Savannah's Brian Harman leading the way, first one off the tee. And this next guy, I mean, what more can I tell you? He knows more about what's going on in the golf arena than I do, and he does a great job every other week writing a column for the Savannah Morning News. And if you didn't catch last week's column, you missed out, because there were a lot of great little tidbits about the history about Savannah and the Masters. But joining us now on the ESPN Radio Boost Mobile Hotline, remember, get Boost Mobile and be heard, is the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. What's up, Stephen?
Hey, man. I am enjoying soccer this morning, getting ready to go home and watch golf like everybody else.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time. And, you know, the first thing I got to say to you, I got to ask you, okay? Why such the big commotion about Tiger Woods and everybody thinking or wanting him not to make the cut? Is this another thing like you hate the New York Yankees, you hate the Dallas Cowboys, you hate America's baseball team, the Atlanta Braves? I mean, why such the fuss? I mean, yeah, the guy's got some trouble, you know, in his past with his family and everything else. But I'm telling you right, what he's done for golf is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Tiger Woods has been great for golf. He certainly changed the financial structure of golf. And I tell you, I don't think there's a PGA pro, PGA Tour player who wants Tiger to go away, because when Tiger goes away, the money might go away. But, yeah, I think the reason, the public sentiment, I think, is because of his very public problems, you know, cheating on his wife and with two kids and things like that. And also, Tiger's really not the most accessible, friendly guy in the world. And he's treated the public pretty poorly, and he's treated the media pretty poorly. And I think that stuff just wears thin. Although this week, you know, he's made a concerted effort to act differently, and he brought his kids to the par three tournament on Wednesday in Augusta. And I think Tiger's going to try to repair his image, but it's going to take some doing. He made some very public mistakes, and he just honestly didn't treat people very well for a long time. And I think that it'll take some time to repair that. But with age comes maturity, and certainly comes, you know, a recognition of the value of other people and how to treat people. And hopefully Tiger will, hopefully Tiger will learn those lessons. Although, to be honest with you, I was up at Augusta National walking around on Thursday, and I watched Tiger play. There was a couple of club slams, and there was some language that I wouldn't want my kids to hear. So, you know, he's still got a ways to go, and I think that contributes to the fact that people aren't really rooting for him. They're watching him, but they're not rooting for him anymore.
Well, you know, I got the feeling, like you said, with the club slam and a little choice word on air, I think somebody grabbed his ear probably Thursday night, because Friday, yesterday, he was a total different player out there on the course.
I do think to some degree Tiger, you know, I'll be the first to say, I don't think Tiger Woods wins another major championship. I just don't think his physical and mental makeup is ever going to get back where it was. And quite frankly, the other players are too good. I don't think I don't think him not winning a major has much to do with him as much as it has to do with the fact that there are just so many good players right now. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, these guys are just incredibly good. And he didn't see this. He didn't have this type of field to play against for the first 10 years of his career. And now the field's caught up to him. And I just don't see him being able to overcome all those good players ever again. He'll win some more tournaments. He may win the Memorial in Ohio, which he usually does well at. Maybe he'll win down at Arnie's thing in Florida, but I don't ever see him winning in the future.
Well, you know, age and time catch up to us. But I'm telling you right now, you're talking about age and time. How about good old Jack Nicklaus on Wednesday shooting at hole one in that par three competition at 75 years old? Something special. And it seems like Jack. Jack never changes.
Yeah, he's obviously, in my opinion, the greatest player of all time. And certainly a touch of class there on Wednesday. That was nice. That was something else. You know, I'll tell you, I got up there in time to watch Brian Harman play a few holes, and I saw him play basically number 11 through 18 on Thursday. And, you know, he actually was in that round until the very end where he bogeyed 17 and 18. But, you know, it was pretty clear that he deserves to be there. He certainly had every chance to make that cut, and he had a really nice round yesterday. Just couldn't overcome the two bogeys on Thursday and Friday at the end.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Joining us on the Boost Mobile Hotline is Stephen Elmo Weeks, golf columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Loves the sport. He's up, went up there Thursday to Augusta. I mean, I sat there. You wouldn't believe it. You were up there Thursday. I sat for the first nine holes watching the shot tracker for Brian Harman. That's how much interest I have in what's going on because of the local guys. And because, you know, I'm a softie. I like the old regime. I like Arnie Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. Even Tiger Woods, you know, because I grew up when the sport wasn't getting a lot of recognition, so it really keeps my attention. So, but other than that, we have a little Savannah flavor now. You did a great article on a man that would call the players off at a hole, and that was Leo Beckman Sr. And I mean, it was really interesting that we have a lot of ties to this Masters golf tournament.
Yeah, Savannah certainly is tied to the Masters in a lot of ways, and no more prominent way than Mr. Beckman, who was such an integral part of the tournament for so many years. 40 years, he was started off on number nine, and he was announcing players. And, you know, that's some of the most prominent people on the golf course because you can't help but see them. You know, they're always sort of their personality sort of defined the hole a little bit. You know, as they talk to you and they relate to the patrons. So Mr. Beckman was certainly a huge part of the Masters, and he was honored in such a unique way by Augusta National at the end. You know, he was given a plaque, and he was recognized during the trophy presentation when Tiger Woods won for the first time. So it's been just, and that's a huge connection. And then, of course, Gene Sowers obviously played in the Masters a couple times, and Brian's played in it the first time. And, of course, you know, maybe not many people remember this, but Hobart Manley, possibly Savannah's finest golfer of all time, was great friends with Arnold Palmer and played a lot with him and certainly was competitive with him. And in a different era, he probably would have played in the Masters too. But, you know, back then, you know, he chose a career in order to make money. Not so much now, you would choose this because golf is a little different. But, you know, I think what Jordan Spieth is doing this week is historic. And, I don't see him being one of those guys that'll come back to the pack, Carl. I think I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, continue to go low and potentially set a scoring record. He's controlled and he's mature, he's calm, he's poised, and he'll be he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for a long time to come on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and to only be 21 and playing for $1.9 million. I mean, I couldn't believe some of the statistics. $9 million in purse, exclusive rights to certain companies, $1,100 to get a ticket to go watch around. It's become one of the major events here in the sporting industry in the United States.
Yeah, it certainly has, and it's weird because, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, Augusta, Georgia is not the nicest place on the planet. I mean, it's sort of a long strip mall with a really, really good golf course there. But what that thing is to golf is just immeasurable. It's a totally unique environment. It's so carefully controlled, and the way that you behave there, and the way that you the way that it's regulated is just, it's like nothing. It really is like nothing else in terms of sports. But at the same time, you know, the money has gone up so big because of the popularity of the tournament, you know, and that, you know, again, that goes back to what we first talked about, that a lot of that has to do with Tiger Woods. This kind of corporate money was not available before Tiger Woods. The popularity of the sport didn't support it. In fact, Tiger, the winner today will make more money than Arnold Palmer made in his whole career.
Wow, unbelievable.
So, you know, it's just a different era. The concern for golf fans should be that when Tiger does eventually, you know, wane, where is the money going to dry up? Because if it does, then, of course, the quality of the players will dry up. You know, right now you're getting really good athletes playing golf because you can make a living doing it, but will they go to other things if there's not the same opportunity? So it's an interesting time for golf. Like I said, Tiger Woods is good for golf. But I don't think we have public support right now.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up. We got a 2-minute drill. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And as usual, the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks, golf columnist for the Savannah Morning News Online on the Boost Mobile Hotline. So, well, anything coming up that we need to know about that you're going to be writing about? Anything exciting with your Georgia Bulldogs, the spring game today? Anything you want to throw out to the community about the sports world?
I'll tell you this. I got information from about Bacon Park at the end of the week that the renovations on the back nine will begin in the next couple of weeks, you know, before the end of the month. So that's great news for Savannah and great news for everybody who loves golf in this area. So I think that that's a huge deal. You know, again, it was delayed a little bit, but now they seem to have got it back on track. And I think, you know, again, it's always going to be a 5-year process, and this is only year two. So it's important for people to remember, be patient with it, let it grow, let the grass come in, you know, let these guys do their jobs without, don't get impatient. It's hard though, because, you know, I think we saw the progress last year at Bacon Park, and we really, everybody wanted the progress to be just as quick this year. And, you know, they were always going to run into a couple of problems in here, and now they're, you know, they're still following through. And I think that's a testament to O.C. Welch, and that's a testament to the people he has working for him to be able to keep pushing this forward even when they run into an obstacle.
Well, Stephen, you hit it right there, the nail on the head. Like you said, when it first came out that O.C. Welch was doing this, people have to give him time. He made an unbelievable amount of improvements in a year. We still got to give him more time to finish the whole thing, and it's always been great. And give me a big plug out. You're out there watching a little soccer. I heard you got a standout goalie. You had a shutout today.
Yeah, Maggie Weeks, my 9-year-old, got a shutout this morning, 6-0, and she had 8 saves. Played a really terrific game. Her teammates all played really well. And my son Jack is in a barn burner right now. They're down 6-5 in their game. So I'm going to catch the end of the second half right here.
Stephen, always a pleasure. Thanks for the update on the Masters. And once again, you do a great job with local golf, and keep it up. And I look forward to the next article.
Awesome. Thank you, Carl. Have a great day.
You too. That's Stephen Elmo Weeks, and that's what he goes by in the Savannah Morning News. Stephen Elmo Weeks, and that does a great job. Last week, he threw out a great article about the history of Savannah being tied with the Masters up there in Augusta, Georgia. And once again, always a pleasure. He knows his sports. He knows he's a sports fanatic, whatever sport it may be. And once again, Maggie Weeks with a shutout. 6-0, 8 saves. Great job. No matter what level, we like to promote all sports here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And once again, we're going to come back and wrap up the show. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM WSEG.
ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head is your exclusive local home for Mike and Mike in the Morning. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. The nation's most popular sports talk show. Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic get your morning started off with a unique mix of brains and brawn. From their stone-cold lead pipe locks to the news of the weird and interviews with the latest newsmakers in sports. Join Greeny and Golic every weekday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. AM 1400 and FM 104. 4.3. And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And remember, it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Well, I mean, the show flies by. Got to thank all my guests because I only got about 3 minutes to go here. Got to thank, of course, Ashley Barnwell, the principal over at Savannah Christian Preparatory School, telling us about alumni Brian Harmon, class of 2005, what he was like and the intensity this young man has on the PGA golf course as he did in high school. Then, of course, Chris Rierich persevering in the minor leagues for 5 years, now being called up, class of 2006, being called up to play in the big leagues for the San Diego Padres yesterday. Then, of course, Savannah Sandnats communications manager Jeff Berger. Don't forget, we have the Savannah Sandnats Fan Fest starting at 11 o'clock right there at Grayson Stadium. Get out there. I forgot how many fans. The first 1,000 fans that come in get a free hot dog, a bag of chips. I'm not exactly sure, so don't hold me to that. Then, of course, the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Islands High School soccer player, senior Tyler Lee, 107 goals in his high school career at Islands High School. And, of course, filling in on short notice, the coach, Dante Casagrande, the Islands High School coach, came in the studio. He didn't know he was going to be thrown on the air, but did a great job, as he always does. He adds a little spice to it when he comes in, a little Spanish spice. And then, of course, the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks, giving us his take on the Masters and the golf in this area. Don't forget, we got a lot going on. You got baseball and softball over at Armstrong at 1 o'clock. We got Savannah State baseball tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We got lacrosse going on in Hardeeville, the women's lacrosse team from SCAD, ranked number one in NAIA, playing at 2 o'clock today and 11 o'clock tomorrow. Don't forget, we got a big game at Jenkins taking on Calvary at Jenkins at 1 o'clock. We got the Savannah Storm basketball team tipping off at 3 o'clock at Windsor Forest High School. You can get in at 2:30. That's right. We got a semi-pro basketball team here. A lot of guys that played basketball here. We got semi-pro football team tonight. The Savannah Storm playing at Duval Henderson Park over there in Richmond Hill. $5 to get into that. We got the future Olympic spring lift going on right now at Performance Initiatives over there at 2020 Tennessee Avenue. They got a Olympic weightlifting competition going on. There's so much going on here in Savannah, Georgia. Get out and enjoy it. Watch the Masters on TV today. It's been a great show. PJ Zucco down there in the Golden Isle in the Glen Plaza, the Glen Plaza Mall, doing a great job producing his show all the way down there in Brunswick. Always appreciate your help and your input. Picking Wisconsin, too bad they couldn't pull it out against the Duke Blue Devils. And once again, it's always a lot of fun being here. The 2 hours always flies by. Keep in mind following the show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head, AM 1400 104.3 FM. We'll have national broadcasting. Don't forget, we are your station for the Georgia Bulldogs and the Atlanta Braves. Once again, have a great weekend. Until next week, remember, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report every Saturday morning from 9 until 11 right here on ESPN Radio Savannah.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.